Fiscal Impact Statement, written by the Office of Financial Management. For more information, visit www.ofm.wa.gov/ballot, B-A-L-L-O-T. Fiscal Impact Summary. Initiative 1000 was enacted in the 2019 legislative session, but has not gone into effect because the voters submitted petitions to refer the measure to the November 2019 general election ballot. If the voters approve the referendum, Initiative 1000 would go into effect, and the total costs to the state in the 2019-21 biennium and ongoing would be $1.5 million. There are no known state or local revenue impacts that would result from the passage of this measure. Summary. Referendum 88 would place Initiative 1000 onto the ballot for approval or rejection by the voters. Initiative 1000 permits the state to adopt policies that allow an individual's race, sex, ethnicity, national origin, age, the presence of any sensory, mental, or physical disability, and honorably discharged veteran or military status to be factors considered in the selection of qualified applicants for opportunities in public education, public employment, and public contracting. Initiative 1000 does not allow an individual's race, color, sex, ethnicity, national origin, age, sexual orientation, the presence of any sensory, mental, or physical disability, and honorably discharged veteran or military status to be used as the sole qualifying factor to select a lesser qualified candidate over a more qualified candidate for a public education, public employment, or public contracting opportunity. Initiative 1000 creates the Governor's Commission on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Commission. The Commission is responsible for planning, directing, monitoring, and enforcing each state agency's compliance with the initiative. The Commission is required to publish an annual report on the progress of all state agencies in achieving diversity, equity, and inclusion in public education, public employment, and public contracting. The governor appoints some commission members who serve 4-year terms. Other members are the directors or chairs of 25 state agencies, councils, or boards. The commission also includes 2 state senators, one from each of the 2 largest caucuses, appointed by the president of the Senate, and 2 members of the state House of Representatives, appointed by the speaker of the House of Representatives. Legislative members serve 2-year terms. General assumptions. The effective date of the referendum, if approved, is December 5, 2019. Estimates use the state's fiscal year of July 1 through June 30. Fiscal year 2020 is July 1, 2019 to June 30, 2021. The Governor's Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion will hold 6 meetings in Olympia, 3 meetings in Seattle, and 3 meetings in Eastern Washington. Revenue. The referendum has no known state or local revenue impact. Expenditures. A vote to approve the referendum would result in costs for state government for the creation of the Governor's Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, and for implementation of the policies allowed under Initiative 1000. Costs related to creating an office and conducting commission activities are estimated to be $582,000 for the 2019-21 biennium and ongoing. These include salaries and benefits for a full-time policy analyst and a part-time administrative assistant to staff the commission to make appointment recommendations to the governor, plan monthly commission meetings, and pay for meeting rental charges, legal services, and travel costs for commission staff. Costs related to commission meetings for agencies required to participate in the commission and expected to pay their own travel costs are approximately $3,000 per agency when counting only the travel costs, and up to $38,000 per agency when the cost of staff is included. This cost would be ongoing. Costs related to reporting and compliance at state agencies and universities depend upon the level of tracking and reporting each agency now has in place. For the institutions of higher education, expanding the current non-discrimination categories and protected classes will add program, tracking, and reporting work. For example, the University of Washington Business Diversity and Equity, which has responsibility for the university's equity policy, reports that it will need 2 additional program coordinators per year at a cost of approximately $483,000 in the 2019-21 biennium. There are likely to be similar, yet to be determined, costs at the other state colleges and universities and state agencies related to programming, tracking, and reporting each entity's progress on diversity, equity, and inclusion goals.